Thank you.
Okay, Rabbi, so we'll finish off the sugya of Dichui. Okay, we'll start from again. Lema Kesavah Rabbi Yechanan. Better start. Six lines from the bottom. Lema Kesavah Rabbi Yechanan. Balichayim Nidochi. Rabbi Yechanan must hold that a Balichay is Nidchi. That's the reason why if you mock the Shekobim, it's not Roy for whatever reason. So it becomes nidche. Now, obviously, you see from the Gemara that the svara would be that a bal chai should not be nidche. There would be a svara that a bal chai is not nidche. And as the Gemara goes on, the Gemara seems to be saying also that there's a svara that that kedushas domim is not nidche. They're really the same. It's the same reason. Both of them are the same reason. Balichayim are not nidche because they're not yet. It's not yet a full-fledged korban. In other words, the Gemara says in Soita that till you shech the korban, the blood is the blood becomes roif akrovi after shechita. So it's like phases. In other words, this kedusha is daven, this kedusha is a guf, and then there's like a kedusha is kli. We'll call kedusha is avoida. Once you start doing the avoida, the animal goes to the next level of kedusha. That becomes a an active korban. So everybody agrees there's a din dichui from that point. From the point that the animal is in process of avoida, everybody agrees there's dichui. On that there's no shayla. The shayla is if there's dichui on a balchai. And again, the logic why there wouldn't be dichui by a balchai is because it's not yet in the parasha of being pushed off. Pushed off means it's already in the process of being a korban. And now it's being pushed off from that. Exactly the way we explained the whole sugya last week, why there's no dichui till the 14th day of Nisan. The whole Gemara was going that there's only going to be a dichui on the 14th day of Nisan. Because that's when the din korban Pesach. It's not roy to be brought yet in the morning, but there's a din korban Pesach. That means in order for a dichui to be chal, there has to be some degree of process. That is in the process, it got pushed off. Otherwise, not called dichui. So the Gemara now is saying that there's a tzad to say that dichui, there's no dichui by a balchai. And again, the svar in that is, and by the way, that's how the Rambam paskins l'maisa. The Rambam l'maisa paskins ain't dichui by a balchai. And the svar in that is that because the animal is not yet in the process of akrova. It's not in the process of avoida. Dichui is only after the animal gets locked into the avoida. And like I said, that you see from the Gemara, that just like a mincha, after you makdash a mincha, once it goes into the klisharos, it gets a new level of kedusha. Even after you do kedusha's peh. Let's say somebody takes a mincha, he's makdash it. Has kedusha's a guf. Right? But now when you put into klisharos, goes to the next level. Goes to the next level of kedusha. So every korban has that. Every korban has that, even though it has kedushas dam, kedushas haguf, it has a higher level of kedusha, which is, for lack of a better word, I'll call it the process. In process. When it's in process, in progress, then the kedusha goes next level. The Gemara says that when you shech the behemah, the sakin is makdish the dam shebetzava for zrika. What does that mean? L'chor, the blood was kedush before. There's a din me'ila on the blood. If you extract blood out of the animal, there's a din me'ila. Before Shechita, it's true. But that level of Kedusha, of Kedusha's Korban Mamish, is Chal B'Shah Shechita. So that's the reason why, potentially, there's no Dichui by a Balchai. And I'm telling you, the Rambam Paskens like that. The Rambam Paskens, Dichui does not occur until it's already in progress. On a Balchai, there's no Din of Dichui. So the Gemara says that we see a Raya from here, Rabbi Yechma holds, that there's a Din Dichui on a Balchai. The fact that we're bringing this in b'chlal, Shema Minoah, Ksav Rabbi Yechon, Balechayim Nidochin. Omlein, yes, Tom Rabbi Yechon, maybe Shos Leishutfin. Hikdish Chetzio, V'chaz V'lok HaChetzio. So here you will makdish the animal halfway, and then you bought the other half. You couldn't be makdish the whole animal because b'shas hakdosha belonged to somebody else. Half to pay. Now you bought the other half. Yeah, v'gdisha. And now you will makdish the other half. Yidaloch is kedusha ve'enek cheva. It has kedusha, but you can't bring it as a kol. The reason why you can't bring it as a kol is because of dichud, right? Because when you makdish half of it, wasn't roif akroch. Now it's interesting. The Gemara, what? His pashtas, no, because you didn't own it. You only owned half the behemoth. That's the whole point of the Gemara. With shnei shutfim, you only owned half. So when you were makdish it, they couldn't be as pashtas. Now, you bought the other half. So now you bought the other half. Now you will makdish the other half. Now that could be a different question. That's not what I'm asking. Why is the automatic as pashtas? Why do you need to be makdish chetz? The Gemara says, the chaz of Igdisha. Why do you have to do that? Why don't we say it's as pashtas? Right? That's a good kasha. But that's a shtickle raya. There's a whole question how to learn this. We're not learning Kedusha now. But there's a sugya Kedusha of as pashtas. Where the Gemara talks about somebody's makdish a chatzi isha, if the kedushin spreads to the other half. The halach is the kedushin don't work. By a chatzi isha is not a good kedushin. The Gemara there in kedushin has a shaila, of Zion, that there should be dinner of his pashtas, that the kedushin should spread. You makdish half, all that. The Gemara makes a dimion to makdish chatzi behema, that the kedusha expands. Same thing by isha. So everybody asks on the Gemara, the Hamakna and others, what's the shaykhis? By a woman, forgetting the Gemara's answer, the Gemara gives a teretz that a woman, she has her own das, you can't make something, you're limited to what she wants. Right? When you make the shebehemah, there's no limitation besides that. That's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara Kedusha basically answers, the woman is rejecting this pashtas. The woman doesn't want. She was masking to have. So the Rashba has an interesting Rashba there. He says, what happens if the woman says, I'm masking? So the Rashba says, then it's a problem of kikach v'lo kisikach. Because since you need her to agree, now when she agrees, she's making it spread, so she's a participant in the Maisa Kedusha. Maybe that's a side issue. But the Amakna is a gavaldik akasha. The Amakna asks, how could Kedusha spread? Right? How could Kedusha spread? It's not chal to begin with. By a behemoth, you makdish the leg. So the Kedusha works. The leg is kodesh. Now you can have a shaila. What happens to the rest of the animal? Does that Kedusha stay local or does it spread? But chatzi isha Kedusha don't work. So the Gemara is assuming that the Kedusha is chal on the half a woman, which it doesn't. Because chatzi isha doesn't work. Right? She doesn't need a get. Without his pashtas, the woman doesn't need a get. Because it doesn't work at all. So stamazayah kasha. So how could the Gemara have a shaila that this should be as pashtus by kedusha, just like over here in the sugi by makdash chatzi behemah, right? It's not chal to begin with. Chatzi ish is not chal bechlal. Chatzi bechlal what? By what? What do you mean? That's a chatzi ever. It's not a chatzi shifra. Chatziyev is something else. Chatziyev, the woman that he's being makdish is fully married. You can't be makdish a chatzi isha. Chatzi ish could be works by kedusha. Harat makdish is a chatziyev works. The other way around, you can't be makdish a chatzi isha. So the Gemara. So anyway, so that's not makdish kasha. The makdish kasha is that the whole ispashtas doesn't begin because the Kedushin don't work to begin with. Right? So there's nothing to spread. So one of the eitzes, the eitzes of Amakras Kasha, is that his pashtus is not in the Kedusha. His pashtus is in the Maisa. When you say half this behemoth should be Kodesh, your Maisa HaKedusha is mispashtus. It's not like the woman, the animal gets a condition, becomes half Kodesh, and then it's like a disease, it spreads. No. It's a simultaneous act in the Hakdosha itself. When I say half the behemah should be Kodesh, that Maisa is mispashit. So it's considered, like I said, the whole animal should be kaddish. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, it like a hakbar, just lemoshel a hakbar, right? If you hold that hakbar is enough to pick one end of it, the Gemara Bava Metzia discusses that you have to pick the whole thing off the ground, part of the thing off the ground. If you hold it, it's enough to pick part of it off the ground. It means when you pick up part of it, it's ki'ilu you picked up the whole thing. The ma'is hakbar is in the whole chet, right? So similarly, the hakdasha, when you makdash half, because hektish is there's something called as pashtas, so the mice of hakdasha half is like you did hakdasha of the whole. So that's really the Gemara's kasha kedusha. Why don't we say that your mice should be mispasha, not that the kedusha should be mispasha? So now it works well in asugya. In asugya, because the behema belongs to shutfim, the mice can't be mispasha, because you don't own that other half. So therefore the ma'isa doesn't expand. Now what do you want to say? But now I bought the other half. That's too late. If the kedusha spreads, then when you mark the shaft of behemoth and you buy the other half, it should automatically expand. But if the expansion is in the ma'isa, not in the kedusha, right? So then it has to be able to expand at the time of the ma'isa. And here when I was makdash it, I had a shutef. So the ma'isa couldn't expand. So notice our Gemara is a shtickle raya that his pashtus is not working in a vacuum. It's in the action. And if at the time of the action it can't be mispashit, so then it's not mispashit at all. Again, that helps the sugya and kedusha. But the bottom line is, you see here that you can't bring it as a korban. The fact that you can't bring it as a korban is a raya that there's a din of dichur. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's a raya that there's a din of dichur. Oh, he said, Tmura obviously could do Tmura, Tmura also creates it, but the Tmura is like it, the keeping of the carbon. Shema mino klas. We have a riot from here, three halachas, and one of the riots is Balei Chayim Nidochem. That's the main riot that we're trying to bring here. Shema mino that a Bal Chai could be Nidche. Now, one thing is clear, okay, and then it's more Shema mino that is Dichoy Meikor Avi Dichoy. And the Shema mino that also Dichoy Bedomim is Avi Dichri, right? Yesh Dichri, there's also Dichri Baidom. Shema Mino, Yesh Dichri Baidom. Right? The Gemara comes out that there is Dichri Baidom. But one thing is clear from the Gemara, and it makes a lot of sense, is that there's more of a logic to say Dichri by Kedushas Aguf than by Kedushas Dom. That's chlorinic. No, whatever you hold Halacha L'maisa, the Gemara is saying there's more of a svar to say that there's Dichri by Kedushas Aguf. And there's more of a svar to say kedusha dichui by something like ishecht, right? For the same reason, kedusha zaguf is more in the parasha of a korban, and therefore there's more of a problem of dichui, right? There's more of a problem of dichui, and domim is even further removed. Bal chai is one step removed from avoda, and domim is two steps removed, right? So clearly, domim is a bigger chiddush. To say that there should be dichui by domim, that's a bigger chiddush. It means it's illogical to say that there's been dichui by domim. That's all of it. And it makes sense, because if you look at Tosfos right at the beginning of the sugya, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right where the Gemara starts the whole dichui thing, Tosfos Hagor, you got the third Tosfos. Hagor, Ida for Shinu Idna, right? Dichri may call have. So Taisa says, why don't we say Dichri by Mechusa Kippur? Any guy is Mafresh Akorb. He's holding, he's still Tomei. Right? Why don't we say Dichri? Can't bring it now. Every Mechusa Kippur. No Mechusa Kippur will be able to be Mafresh Akorb. Right? No Mechusa Kippur Mafresh Akorb, because he right now, he's not Roy Fakrova on that Korb. So he says like this, The Zman is, so therefore, basically the story that we've been saying till now, in order to say Dichui, it has to be Roy Fakrova, and it pushed off. Exactly, that's the whole thesis. And he says over here, he says, but by come Pesach, here is Dichui, because it's Roy to be a Pesach or a Shlomim. Or a Shlomim. That's Tosfos. is the same svara, because dichoy can only be chal on something that's in the parasha, and that's the scale. In the parasha could mean mamish pshas akrava. That's the ultimate dichoy, and that everybody agrees is a din of dichoy. There's no machlokes. Or it could be by kedushas aguf mechayim. That's a machlokes. There's dichoy mechayim, right? And the Rambam got a paskens. There's no dichoy mechayim. And then it could even be further removed, kedushas domim. Kedushas domim is basically getting pushed off 2 steps before the actual avodah, right? But again, the further removed you are from the avodah, the more of a tzad that it should be dichu. The less of a tzad should be dichu. Right? The further removed you are, the closer you are. If you're in the avodah, everybody agrees with dichu. If you're 1 step before, it's a machlokes. 2 steps before is not a machlokes. Even the one that holds. The Rambam comes, if you look at Rambam, I'll tell you the Rambam's lotion here. The Rambam says that the din of dichui, he says, by Kedushas Domim, there's no din of dichui. But he uses Kedushas Domim as the reason why there should be dichui. I'll read you the Rambam. Perek Tezvav, Halacha Beis, I don't know if the Olam has this still, but Be'emes HaShutfim, Perek Tezvav, Uchus Psili HaMukdashim, Halacha Beis. Be'emes HaShutfim, Sheik Dishach Me'en Chetzi, Shaloi V'chazim Alok HaChetzi V'lach V'kdisho, Harei Zeh Kedusha U'kheif. Again, the Ramos, you could bring it as a car, because Ramos ain't dichui bedom. Ain't dichui balchai. Balchai ain't in the doch. So the Ramos holds that even though the animal, when it was alive, wasn't roy, it doesn't matter. In order to get pushed off, it has to be in the process. But listen to the Ramba. The afapi shemetchilos dichui yoiso. Ain't a dichui mekor dichui. It doesn't bother us. And then he listens to this lashon. The afapi shekedushas domim. Even though it's Kedushas Domim, so therefore it should be Nidche. Yeah? Should be Nidche. Zok the Rambam, still and all. Doesn't matter. It doesn't help. Hoyu vi balchai, ain't balchai Nidche. Again, we break it down to 3 stages. Bishas HaKrova, Pishas Kedusha, and Kedusha's Dhamma. Right? Obviously, on Chulin, there's no din of Dichui. Right? On Behemas Chulin, there's no din of Dichui. Clear. Once there's Kedusha's Dhamim, it's step one. Kedusha's Aguf, step two. Avoid is step three. Right? And each one of these steps, other than the Kedusha's, the Pishas Avoid, is a Machloikas. Shas Avoid is a din of Dichui. Shas Kedushas Aguf is a machlekes if it's still mechayim. Even if you hold Kedushas Aguf mechayim, there's a din of dichui. Kedushas Domim is further removed, and therefore there's less chance of it being dichui. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam paskens on step two. There's no dichui. Baal Chai is not nitche. Right? For sure, by dichui meikar, it's not no dichui. So the Rambam, and even though it's Kedushas Domim, right? That means even though it's even further removed, but since it's a Baal Chai, there's no din of dichui. The Rambam, it's mamish Moshe Kapoya. The Rambam is saying kilu, not that it would be possible, but the Rambam is saying if it would be possible to find a dead korban of Kedushas Domim, then there will be a din of dichui. You have what I'm saying? The Rambam is saying that by this case of Shukfim, there's no din of dichui because it's a Baal Chai. So the Rambam, the af al pi, that it's Kedushas Domim, and therefore we should say yesh dichui. Our Gemara is saying shma mino yesh dichui b'domim al chiddush, and it makes sense. Makes sense. Yesh dichu bedomim is a chiddush. The Rambam is learning, for some reason, that dichu bedomim would be a reason why it should be nidche, even though it's further removed. It's further removed from the kedusha. Why would it be dicha? It's a pella. I mean, clearly our Gemara is saying a svara that by kedusha is done, and there would be dicha. Our Gemara uses that as a separate shema mina. Shema mina balei chayim nidachim. Shema mina yesh dicha b'damim. Our Gemara is saying it has two kedushim. One kedush is yesh dicha b'bal chay, and yesh dicha b'damim. And the Rambam is paskening that ain't dichui b'bal chai, and he uses the dichui b'domim as a reason why there should be dichui. But the ain't dichui b'bal chai is such a powerful, that's the way the Rambam reads. Ain't dichui b'bal chai is so powerful that it overrides yesh dichui b'domim. And our Gemara is going that yesh dichui b'domim is a chiddush. You should say ain't dichui b'domim. But again, that's a Rambam lotion. Abel Pizok down. Shehi kedushas domim, hoyil, still in all, hoyil be bal chai and bal chayim nitchim. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down from the Meiri, Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam brings down from the Meiri, he says, a plea, avo pishi kedushas domim, so chmashma kedushas aguf, is a sibah to make it yosef dichoy. It's a pella. The Gemara mashma chakert, the opposite. Anyway, so the Mishnah tries to drain it. Maybe he's Madaik and Rashi. Maybe, in fact, there is such a svara that maybe Kedusha's Domim is easier to do Dichui. It's like a Kula and a Chumra. Because it's a weaker Kedusha, it's easier to push it off. But again, the simple reading in the Gemara is Zichah Mashmah like that. Rav the Rishonim clearly, and that's why the Meiri is being Mafliya. What is going on here? Okay. So let's go weiter, and we'll try to get this maturitz as well. Says the Gemara, Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanan, Ochal Chele V'Frish Korban. This is also very schwer here. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Ochal Chele V'Frish Korban. He guy, he ate Chele. He was Mafrish Korban. Mafrish Korban. The Emir Das. And now he was Hamil Das. He became a Mumma. So now he's not Roy for a Kom. And then he did Shuvah. The Chosah boy. Hoyl v'nitche yitche. Now it is a Dichui. Hoyl v'nitche yitche. So there's actually a Machlokes how to learn. There's some I actually learn that the Dichui here is on the person. Which means that he becomes nidche. He's never roy to bring a korban for this chet. So the guy was machal Shabbos. Then he had a idea that he was machal Shabbos. Machal Shabbos b'sheik. He had a idea, became chay v'chatas. Then he became a mumer. And now he did shuvah. Now he wants to bring a chatas. So some learn that even if he wasn't Mafresh a Korban at all, he becomes Nidche. He, the person, becomes Nidche. At that moment that he gets the idea that he's Chai V'Chatas, and he becomes a Mumer, he becomes not Roy V'Chatas. He's like the Behemah, like we said Behemah. He becomes not Roy L'Kom, and now he himself doesn't bring a Kom. Now, if you look in Tosfos by us, so Tosfos says clearly, it's really, it's the Tosfos on Amud Beis, it starts on Amud Aleph, but it's going on Amud Beis. Tosfos says clearly that this holding of Dichui is only if he was already mafresh to Korban. But if he was not mafresh to Korban yet, then there's no Dichui at all. That's Tosfos. This long tesis. Tesis like this. Nokat Rabiechen and Nokal Chele Vefishkom Vemidose Vechozo Shidoch Adavali Nir Vinidche. Vloy Nokashi Fishkom Machashe Midose. So here's like this. Interesting. So Tesis says the two Chidushim in Tesis. Number one, Tesis holds that if the person was Hamer Dosai, and then he did tshuva, and then he was Mafash HaKorban, no problem. It's only if he was Mafash HaKorban, and then he was Hamer Dosai, and he did tshuva. Right? But in other words, if he was Hamer Dosai from the get-go, and he was Mafash HaKorban, then not. Tosfos says a svara like this. He says at the end, he says, it's biyodei lasaken. If you look at Mamish, the last couple of lines of that long Tosfos, he says, tremendous chiddush Tosfos says. He says, l'chein nokat nami Rabbi Yechanan. It's right after the brackets of Sukkah Lamed Gimel. L'chein nami nokat Rabbi Yechanan. Ochal chelev v'fishkoye medosei v'chozal. The Havalei Nira v'nidche. He says, why didn't the Gemara give a case lo'inokat shehifrish korban la'acha shehim yudosa? Why didn't he give a case where the guy was, he became a mumer, even a worse case? One case is obviously he became a mumer, he did tshuva, and then he was ma'afrish a korban. So that raved the Rishonim hold chayav a korban. Because the korban never got pushed off. He got pushed off. He wasn't Roy in the middle. That's not a reason why that doesn't make him ois in the parish. The Tois is saying a secondary chiddush here. Tois is saying that normally we say by biyodei l'sakein, this Tois is chiddush over here. He says on Lamed Hey, and he says it later on in the test. He says the several places in Zvachim. Tois is holds that if it's biyodei l'sakein, if I can fix it, that's less of a dichur. The Gemara here itself brings the svara as a havami, as a tzad. In other words, the mumer is biyodei l'sakein. He could do tshuva. He could do tshuva. So it's biyodei l'sakein. Right? So it's bet. That's a mile over stam adichu. But Tosfos is only using that if you were mafresh the korban when you were a mumer. In other words, if a guy's mafresh a korban and then he becomes a mumer, then the korban is possible. Even though it's biyodei l'sakein, he could do tshuva. Tosfos says, no, it's not, it doesn't make a difference. Mashenke, and if the guy is mafresh a korban when he is a mumer, right, which for her it's worse, in the Brisker Rav actually, on Amar Aleph, the Brisker Rav says a chiddush, that dichui meikara, when you have something pushed off from the beginning, it's a psul aguf in the carbon. Biskirov has a whole shaila. Whenever you have dichui in a carbon, in the cases where the carbon is taka posel, whatever your sheet is about dichui, b'chai, when there's a psul of dichui, the Biskirov has a shaila, is that a psul aguf or not? Meaning, nafkamina is, do you have to wait for it to get ibrit surah? If you remember, if you have a psul aguf in a carbon, you just burn it. Right? You're not allowed to burn a carbon till there's a psul aguf on it. So if it's a psul aguf, you just burn it. So basically, you have a carbon in nidche, just burn it. If you hold it's not psul begufay, then it needs ibur tzura. The animal has to first sit till the meat turns, till it gets burned, decays. Once it's decayed, then you can burn it. So the Briskerov has a shaila by dichoy, do we look at it, do we view it as a psul aguf? And therefore you don't need ibur tzura? Or do we view it as not psul begufay, and therefore you do need ibur tzura? Briskerov has a shaila. It's interesting, there is no Gemara, clear Gemara about it, but that's the Briskerov shaila. So the Briskerov says a chilik, he says. If something is dichoy meikara, if it was pushed off from the beginning and your whole dichui meikara is dichui, then it's a psul aguf. Because the korban was never roy. So it's kibud, there's a flaw in the heftza of the korban. If the korban was roy at the beginning, but there's a dichui later on, he says that's not called psul begufay. The korban itself is called a korban kosher, that now became, for whatever reason, you can't bring it, then you do need ibur tzura. That's the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav actually holds Dicha Meikara. Again, if you hold Dicha Meikara, it's worse than a regular Dicha. psula begufa. Tosfos here is saying that lagabi biyodoi, it's the opposite. Lagabi biyodoi, if it's biyodoi meikoro, right? It was always biyodoi, and it was a dichui meikoro. Then there's no dichui. That means the worst form of dichui, biyodoi fixes. Psula begufoi, right? No, but he's going on the side of dichui meikoro have a dichui. But biyodoi lusakin takes off the dichui. So I'm saying it's like this: it's lokshin and burst. If you hold dichui meikoro is not dichui, no problem. You put on that column. Dichui meikoro is not dichui. But we don't like that. Dichui meikoro is dichui. Not only that, says the Brisker Rav, if you hold dichui meikoro have a dichui, it's worse than nirve nidche, because it becomes psula begufa. Now, we have something called biyodei lusakin. It's another svara. It's another column. Biyodei lusakin is the reason why you say it's not dichui. I can fix it. I can fix it. It's not dichui. So now, Tosfos says, if you plug biyodei lusakin into dichui meikoro, good, no dichui. If you plug biyodei lusakin into nirve nidche, no good. Why not? You don't have to plug it in. It's there. The guy, he was matzikar, and then he became a mummer. So now he can do tshuva, right? Is it biyodei? What? So it's nirve nidche and biyodei. Tosfos says in that case, biyodei doesn't help. And Tosfos says that's why our Gemara is talking about that case. Because in fact, if he would have been mafresh the carbon while he was hamer dosai, then it wouldn't have been nitchem because it's biyodei lusakin. That's what Tosfos said. By the way, this svara goes with all, somebody's makdish a carbon, and the mizbeach is nifgam. Mizbeach has a blemish. You can't be makdish on the mizbeach. Same chiluk Tosfos gives. If you makdish the carbon while the mizbeach is blemished, then the biyodei removes the dichui. I can fix the mizbeach. Right? But if you mafresh the korban before the mizbeach had a blemish, and then the mizbeach got a blemish, the fact that you could fix the mizbeach doesn't help you. Why not? We understand the svar of biyodei, and we understand the svar of dichui meikoro. We don't understand how they plug into each other. In other words, biyodei, we understand biyodei is not dichui, because you can fix it. That's not called dichui. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. The more something is roy to become roy, the more something has the ability to become roy, the less dichui there is. Every mumoiver, let me ask you a question. Every mumoiver, right, is kosher for a korban. Why don't we say, well, it's a mumoiver. Has a mumoiver, it's not roy now. If you hold bali chayim lidochim, right? So why isn't every mumoiver dichui? Right now I can't bring it as a carb. The teretz is, since it's oimit to go off, there's no dichui now. That's the push-up shot. Since it's oimit to go off, there's no dichui. So biyodei is the same type of svar. It's biyodei to be misalik. Yeah, so that's the question mark. But the bottom line is we paskin according to Tosfos that biyodei removes dichui, but only dichui meikoro, which is strange, because dichui meikoro is a question whether we use it. But when, but those words we use it, it's worse than a regular dichui. That's the whole brisker of. If your whole dichui meikoro works, then it's worse than a regular dichui even. The fact that it was never worthy, it's a more significant dichui. Right? And that's why the Brisker Rav says you don't even need Ibur Tzuri, you can just burn it. Because it's more significant. So then why does biyodei lusakin fix dichui meikoro, but it doesn't fix nirve nidche? where near Venitzcha is not as much of a dichur. It's ain't psilo begufan. It's less of a psilo according to the Brisker Rav. According to the Brisker Rav, near dichur may car is a psilo aguf, you could go and burn it, the carbon. Near Venitzcha, you have to wait for it to decay, to burn it, because it's less, it's not psilo begufan. So that means, Dichur Meikara, for those who hold of Dichur Meikara, it's a worser form of Dichur than Nirvinitcha.
Dichur Meikara, there's never a kedusha on the carbon in the first place.
There is.
There's never.
There is.
The other one, the kedusha that's.
There is. You're making a mistake. There is. There is. It has kedusha. Pigul has kedusha's come. It's just possible. Yeah. It has kedusha's come. There's me'ilah behekdush and everything. It's not that the Kedusha is not chal. Yeah. So again, if you hold Dichur Meikara, there's no Dichur, that's fine. Because part of Dichur is it has to first become Roy. No problem, but we're going not like that. We're going that Dichur Meikara is chal. Comes the Brisker Rav and he says if it's chal, it's even worse than a regular Dichur. Comes Tosfos and Tosfos says, although Biyadei L'Saked removes a Dichui, it only removes Dichui Meikara. But Nira V'Nitzcha doesn't remove. What's going on? What's the swara to that? Doesn't seem to make sense. Okay, let's just finish off. Let's take a moment. He became a shoyte because of an ishtape, then he got his sanity back. Since he's nitche, he's yitche, right? Over there it's not biyode. But there it has a mile. The mile is that it could get fixed, but the chsaron is that it's not in his control. Not in his control. Yeah, so therefore, it's Poshut, this works even though if you're Biyode, because this is not called Biyode, it's Rich. Yes, when it comes nice about a case of Mumar, Mishum da Havid Doch and Avshe Biyodai, by becoming a Mumar, he pushed himself off. Avrocha Mele Itche, he's a Mele Itche. Mele it's better. Yeah. Since it's Memele, I would think, wow, so it's good. He's dummy, he's like a Yoshin dummy, the guy. He's like he's sleeping. Right? He's a Yoshin dummy. Even though Chor is a Yitzchilik, a Yoshin is Roy Fafa Kom. He could be Mak of a Korban for a guy who's sleeping. The Yashmin and Hoche, Mishun Dein Biyadi Lachzo. By Mishtata, it's not Biyadi Lachzo, but Hoche is Biyadi Lachzo, Maloy Tzrichim. That's why you need both cases. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi Ochal Chelev in Vishkom, Moir Bezen Shechelev Mutem, V'chozu Ma'u, Mi Avi Dicha Eloi, meaning in between, Bezen said it's Mutem. This Chelev that he ate, Bezen said it's Mutem. So now it wasn't Roy for Kob. Is that Mi Avi Dicha Eloi, Avi Dicha? Now the reason why it wouldn't be Dicha is because really, there's two reasons why it wouldn't be Dicha. One reason is because there's no problem with the carbon, and there's no problem with the Bala carbon. Right? Just Bezen Paskin. The reason why you can't bring a carbon is not because of a race in the carbon. The reason why you can't bring the carbon is not because of a race in the Balak carbon. It's because Bezen said you don't have to bring a carbon. That's one reason why they wouldn't be Dichri. Another reason is, and this is Lachar more powerful, is how could there be Dichri here Bechlau? It should be Hoover Adomel Mafreya. By every other Dichri, in fact, there was a time where it wasn't Roy. In fact, there was a time that it wasn't Roy. That's by every Dichui in the world is working in that way. Right? There has to be a Zman that it wasn't Roy. Here, Mechaira, at the end, it's Hoover Dover that was always Roy. Now, Bezen says, basically, he ate Chayla. And he was Mafra Shikar. And now, Bezen said, one second, there's no Chiv. To this scale, no. So now he can't bring the car. Yeah. Now person says, "Well, we made a mistake. We made a, exactly. Now the karma is a karma. Now my freya was always worried for a karma. What's shayich bichli? I'll ask you a different shayla. What would be the guy ate chalev b'shogeg? He was mafish a karma. Bezdin paskin that this kind of chalev is mutter. Bezdin agodol. Grada, he didn't know that bezdin agodol paskin now that it's good. And neither did the kohen in the Beis Hamikdash. So he brought the korban. Then he finds out that he brought the korban. Bezin said that he didn't need to bring a korban. Chul b'azorah. And then he finds out that in fact Bezin was choyzer. Does he have to bring another korban? You hear my case? His mafish a korban properly. He brought the korban properly. But he didn't know that at the time that he brought the korban, Bezdin paskin that you're not chayav a korban for such an action. And then later, Bezdin choyzer, they say, no, we made a mistake, you are chayav a korban. Meanwhile, he brought the korban in that window where Bezdin said you're potter from a korban. So I'm asking all of you, would in that case, would you be have to bring another korban? No, obviously not. Why? Huvra adova lemafreya. That you were chayim a korban. It's true. At the time I brought the korban, if I would have had communication with Bezin, been told that I don't have to bring a korban, I want to put a korban. But I did. And it's true that if Bezin wouldn't have been chayzer again, I would have had to clap al chayt for bringing a chulam b'azorah. But now we're back on track. Now me and the Bezin are in sync. That I did the right thing and I brought. So what shaykh did? You understand what I'm saying? And this is a type of brera that everybody holds of. See, people make a mistake in brera. This sounds like a yesh brera. This is not a yesh brera. Yesh brera in Shas is not this. Yesh brera in Shas is a shayla when anybody makes a chalois. Could the chalois work retroactively? That's yesh brera in Shas. So that means two brothers make a chalukah, which clearly works from here on. Does the chalukah work retroactively? In other words, yesh brer is an activation shayla. That's yesh brer. Who redouble my friend has nothing to do with yesh brer. Yesh brer is where clearly we know you weren't mafris truma. Now you come later, you want a mafris truma, and you want that afrosha should work retroactively. So yesh brera really means you're trying to activate something with my friend. If you remember, we had a Tosis in Tamura. Tosis in Tamura asked the Kasha. He says, "B'shem is Rebbe, my Rabbi Sheyichir." Tosis in Laman Aleph in Tamura. He says, "If you hold yesh brera, whenever you have a taruvus, why do you have a problem? Just pull one out and say this is the iser. If you hold yesh brera, Tosis asked the Kasha. If you hold yesh brera." Whenever you have an issa falls into a pot, take one out and say, this is the issa. So he says, avada not, that doesn't work. This is something that was here from before already, the issa, prayer doesn't work. What's Tosis talking about? What? First of all, why not? Why yeah? What Tosis is clearly saying is prayer is an activation. It's primarily an activation. Then there's a question, does the activation work retroactively? You understand? So, yesh brera is only a shayla where you're activating something. Does the activation work retroactively? Or does it only work from the time of activation? And if you look at every case in Shas, that's the case of yesh brera. Every case in Shas, that's a shayla, that's yesh brera. It's where you're activating something. Does the activation work retroactively? Hoover double my freya means there's nothing to activate. Now on Tuesday I find out that on Sunday these were the facts. Of course that works for my freya. That's not machlokes the yesh brera ain brera. That's hoover double my freya. So chayr in our sugya here by dichli, where Bezdin made a mistake after you were mafish a korban. You were a shaygig. You ate chalev. You were a full fledged shaygig. And then you found out that you ate chalev. So you chayev to bring a chatas. You mafash a chatas. And then Beis Din wrongly tells you, you don't have to bring a chatas. And then Beis Din clears the doubt. Why is there dichli? It's a radover. And the Gemara by us seems to say that this is the ultimate dichli. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, so do we say dichli or not? Amar Ahu Sabe? Mi avi dichli or lo avi dichli? Is this dichli or not? So Amar Ahu Sabe ki potach Rabbi Yochanan b'dichliim me'o potach. This was Rabbi Yochanan's classic dichli. He held classic dichli is this case. Mafresh Karban. Beis Din says the Karban is not roy. Wrongly, and then Beis Din rectifies the mistake. This to Rabbi Yochanan was the classic dichli. Why? It shouldn't be dichli at all. And he explains, my time, why is this dichli the best? Hosam gavri tchi korban lo yitchi. All the dichliim that we had by mumer, right, where a guy became a mumer, he became not roy. The korban was roy. And for that reason, there are many Rishonim, by the way, who hold that if you're mafresh an oil or a shlamim or a toida and you become a mumer, there's no dichli on the carbon. Because you know why? So you can't bring it, somebody else will bring it. The carbon's right. So many Rishonim hold that a dichli of a mumer is only by a chatas chayva, because there, the carbon is mekusher to the person. It's you. So there is a din of dichli. But if you're mafresh a nedava, who cares that you became a mumah? The carbon is wrong. Right? LMI, we can't plug the carbon into the bialim. Fine, so we can't plug it into the bialim. Let him go jump in the lake. He's a mumah. Right? So the Gemara is using that smaller. The Gemara is saying, Hossam gavri tchi carbon lo yitchi. Hocha carbon nami yitchi. But it's mamish apliya. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is that the ultimate dichli is the case of Beis Din, where the whole dichli was betos. The whole dichli was a mistake. The guy was mafresh korban. He ate chalav. He was mafresh korban. He chayav lachatas. Beis Din wrongly told him, "Anshuldix, you're potter from a korban." And the next day they wake up to go, "Anshuldix, you're chayav a korban." What's the dichli?
Maybe that's also dichli.
The Gemara's not... But David, you have to realize, the Gemara's not saying it's also. The Gemara's saying, ultimate. This is the ultimate. We're having a challenge to understand why is dichli at all.
So that's what I'm asking about. Why is it dichli? Because you mistakenly pushed it away?
I didn't push it away.
Even though it was a mistake, it said, your approach was wrong. So
it
was Hubra Adama, there was nothing.
So ultimately, it was Hubra. Who said, is that how dichli works? That it has to be a correct dichli? That it can't be mistaken dichli?
Who dichli is a halacha? Let's say I say, you know, I'm not going to be mak of this car. I make a shua. I'm not going to be mak of this car. There's not dichli. No. Why?
No business.
Every dichli in Shas is a halachic dichli. Which, by the way, David, that's why there's no shaila. By the way, what happens if Beis Din wasn't involved? Beis Din Agon. It was all me. I ate chalav. Chas v'shalom. B'shegik. Then I realize I'm after shekorm. Then I learn the Rambam. I go, I'm potter from a korm. Okay, I have to take care of it tomorrow. I made a mistake. Then I go through the Rambam and write it again. The day next day. I go, let's talk about it the first day. Happens a lot of times in the sugya. You go like that, our coffers in the sugya. So now, of course there's no dichli. I yesterday, based on the way I came out in the Rambam, I don't have to bring a comb. Yeah, so yesterday was yesterday, and today I realized that yesterday I was spinning. Right? So you're the same thing. And what am I here? Part of the spin is Beis Din Agon. They're also spinning. We're all spinning. The world is also spinning. But what am I saying? Now we know that it was only right. Right? So for, I do want to say one thing which I think is the Nekudat Ichayna here. I think the Nekudat Ichayna is like this. This answers the Biyodai. It also can answer the Rambam. We started with the Peladik Rambam that seems to say Dichui B'domim is the reason why there's more Dichui when Uchayra it's less Dichui. Side of Lashon Gemara, side of Svara, it's less Dichui. So I think the Svara you could say here is very simple. The Svara is like this. Dichui, the concept of Dichui is it's contradicting the process. That's clear. Right? There's a process. And Dichui is intruding the process. We have to know how it's intruding the process. But Dichui is, that's why, Badomen, maybe there's no din of Dichui. Balchai, no, because the process is not, Dichui is basically a lapse in the process. You're in the process. Dichui comes, it breaks the Hamshacha. And that becomes, by Kotchim, for some reason, by Kotchim, that shuts the door down. You can't go right. There's a lapse in the process, you can't go right. That's for sure. Now, how much we can absorb that lapse as part of the process, it's not Mustafa, it should be Dich. That's part of the process. Meaning, that's not a conflict with the process. Just like the Ran in the Dorm by Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim is not bottle. So the Ran in the Dorm says, why is Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim not bottle? The Ran in the Dorm Daf Nun Tes, he says, a Moridik Achidish. He says, a Svara. Why the, I mean, Rashi in Beya seems to learn, Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim is a Drabonin Dik Svara. Rashi in Beya Daf Dalit. You could do it Beheter tomorrow, why do Beheter today? It's like a Drabonin, in other words, why rely on Roiv today? You can do tomorrow, clean. Wait till tomorrow, do it the clean job. What do you want? Why get involved in conflicts today? That's a Rashi and Beit. The Ran in the Dorim and Tess, the Ran says, no, it's a Lomdeshvah. He says, Roiv is based on conflict. In other words, you have a Miut, you have a Roiv, they're in battle, right? And then the Roiv wins. The Roiv is Mizgabe, the Roiv wins, the Roiv takes control. You have a war, the Miut and the Roiv are in a war, the Roiv wins the war, right? The less there's a war, the less Shaykh Bittl. Like, Heter Beheter, for instance. Heter Beheter is not Bottle. Why is Heter Beheter not Bottle? Because there's no conflict. Right? There's no conflict. That's why Shatness is not Bottle. Right? You have one chut of pishtun sewn into a beged of tzemer, it's not bottle.
That's because
the taruvus is the issur. Yeah, but taruvus is the issur is the same svara. Meaning, taruvus issur means I don't have pishtun with tzemer. I have this tzemer and pishtun that are
that's it.
They're working together. Exactly, it's the same svara. That's why the truth is by basa b'cholov you have the same svara. Basa b'cholov shouldn't be bottled. The Shach says Taka shouldn't be bottled, but the Pekut says Loi Sivashel. Derech Bishel is Derech Achil. But if not for that, it will be a Shatnez, a little milk. Because they're working together. So the Ran says that when you have a Dovah Sheyesh L'Matirim, so it's like you don't have Isser and Heter. This thing is going to be Mutter tomorrow, right? So let's say I have one piece of meat here that tomorrow is going to be mutter, right? I have 99 pieces that are mutter today. There's not enough of a discrepancy between the two of them to create a battle. Yeah, that's what you mean. I brought that down, if you remember. Oh, that's what you remember from. That's the Murray Dikasvara. No, the more that something goes together, there's no bitlum, right? So I'm telling you, Rabbi said the same thing with Dichui. The more something, Dichui is a lapse in the process. That makes it possible. The more we could say, it's part of the process. L'moshel, every night, a carbon is not roi for avoda. Every single night. Say Dichui every night. You mafresh a carbon today. Tonight it's not roi. Tomorrow it's roi. Right? And again, tomorrow night it's not roi. Yeah, that's part of the process of a korban, is that there's manim that you can bring in, there's manim that you can't bring in. Now that becomes absorbed into the process. And therefore, it's not a dichui. It's not, that's part of the roller coaster. That's the way it works. That's the way it operates. So dichui is, there's a lapse in the process. So shaila is, how much in process does it have to be for that lapse to take place? Dafka b'shas avoida, b'shas chai, domim. But that's the one. So now it's very simple. Why does biyadai remove dichui? So I want to tell you Pasha Pshat. Because now that becomes part of the process. In other words, now the process is, okay, you have a karm, remove this barrier and go weiter. So the process absorbs the biyadai. Exactly. Zok Toysfis Gewaldik. When does that biyadai become part of the process? If the problem was there when you were makdish it, so the hakdasha absorbed the biyadai. In other words, a mumar is makdish karm, mafash karm. Right? It's mafash karm. It's biyadai to do tshuva. So we say, okay, a mumar that's mafash karm, the process is he has to do tshuva and bring out the karm. That's the process. That was already here. Since that reyesa was here at the time of the hakdasha, and it was removable, if it's not removable, so it's not removable, but it was removable, so now that chesaron, which is removable, becomes part of the process. So there was no lapse in process. So Tosis, but if it was makdish to come and he wasn't a mumar, so there was no, that wasn't part of the process. Now all of a sudden it becomes a mumar, there's an event. There's an explosion. Oh, nivke. Ah, you tell me it's biyadai. Yes, biyadai only is good enough to absorb it from the beginning to say, this is a process. Process is biyadai. A woman that's mafresh akom. He has to wait till Sunday. He can't bring it on Shabbos, and he has to wait Shabbos yomim, and he has to go, and he has to do tshuva. But so long that when he was makdish to karm, that was not a problem. The same thing with Mizbech Shenivgam. Somebody's Makdash a carbon when the Mizbech is broken. It's inclusive in the Hagdasha and the process of bringing the carbon. Okay, this you have to bring the carbon, fix the Mizbech, and makrev it. So there was no lapse from the process that began. The Hagdasha, which starts the process, there's no lapse because that Hagdasha can absorb anything which is rectifiable. When you're makdish a karm, you can absorb in that process anything that you can fix. Then all we do is we throw it onto the truck. You're makdish a karm, now we're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Any problem, we have a big truck here. Any problem, we fix it. We fix the problems. Yeah? And not only we fix them, they become part of what was triggered by the Hakdasha. It's very glatt. It's very glatt what Tosis is saying. It's extremely glatt. Now I want to tell you like this. Kedushas Domim has two things. It has a reason why there should be more of a dichri. There's a reason why it should be less of a dichri. I'll explain to you what I mean by that. For Kedushas Domim, the process of Kedushas Domim, it's a different road. There's a road over there called Kedushas Domim. That's the road of Kedushas Domim. Here's a road of Kedushas Aguf. Okay? They're both going to the same place. They also have to end up at a Beis HaMikdash. Right? But there are two different roads. There's two different roads. Right? Now, the Kedushas Domim road, and that road, you can have an animal that has partial Kedusha. There's no stira with Kedusha's Domim to have a partial Kedusha. Right? You can have a partial Kedusha. And the process could already begin. You understand? For Kedusha's Haguf, there's a whole Shaila. It could be the process only begins once you're in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the road begins. The question is where the road begins. If you're Bali Chaim Eni Nidochem, what does that mean? It means the process didn't begin until you got to the Beis HaMikdash, started Avodah. So till then, we don't consider it a lapse because it didn't begin. The lapse means the process began and we hit a pothole. The pothole is only shayach if you start it. So the Rambam L'Moshel holds Bali Chaim Eni Nidochem. The pshat is the process didn't begin. The process begins when you get to the basin, when you start the avoda. Therefore, there's no potholes because there's no, you're not going anywhere. But Kedushas Domim really goes from the get-go. When I magdish something with Domim, that doesn't have a it doesn't advance from there. It doesn't then avoid it. It's Kedushas Domim. So the Rambam is saying that Kedushas Domim in this case would be a reason why it would be more dichui. Says the Rambam, no, it's a Baal Chai. And we want to use it as a carbon. So instead of wearing our Kedushas Domim hat and going, well, Al Domim it began, no, we go to the other road. So the Rambam is pretty much telling you that Kedushas Domim in this case would be a reason why it would be, because on the Kedushas Domim process it did begin already. But no, any Kedushas Domim which is ultimately going to materialize in the Kedushas Aguf, we don't look at that road, we look at the Kedushas Aguf road. And Kedushas Aguf road is still a Baal Chai. That's the explanation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every dichui is a lapse in process, in the whole process. So by Bali Chaim, there's a machlokes. Do we look at it like the process began? The Madamul says yesh dichui b'bal chai, all the process began. The Madamul says ain dichui b'bal chai, all the process did not begin. Fine, that's a machlokes, right? The Rambam is saying that be'etzem als kedushas domim, there's no difference between bal chai and a mace. And shchita, there's no. It's about the process is fully started. So the Rambam, afal pi, that the process began already als domim, but since the ultimate goal is the base make the shravoida for carbon, so we go with the Baal Chai. We wear our Baal Chai hat, and Baal Chai hat that didn't get up. Okay, the best, and I'm going to finish the next week in Mitzvah. As far as what? Well, that goes to Dichui Meikor. If you all Dichui Meikor have a Dichui, then the Kos. If you all Dichui Meikor have a Dichui, then it would be a